Okay, so you got to go first on this one.
Doing this cold. I
don't
know this at all. Okay. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, do you know what they call a mix of jazz, bass, sound effects, cocktail lounge, organ, and yacht rock?
No, Patrick. What do they call a mix of jazz, bass, sound effects, cocktail lounge, organ, and yacht rock?
I have no idea. I was just wondering if you knew.
So as we're recording today,
yeah.
we're watching a little basketball mm-hmm. over there on the TV, and earlier today, you were watching a little soccer,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. I believe you were as well.
I was.
Yeah.
This is new for
yeah.
me. It was my first, honestly, I think it was the first time I've ever watched an EPL.
Sat down and watched a
match.
Premier League game.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm doing this because my son has recently gotten into soccer.
I love it.
And he's going to be playing this spring.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
So he has some friends who are really into watching soccer.
Uh-huh.
So, and he adopted Everton as his
team.
Oh,
okay.
And so we watched that match, and that was not the best match today, right?
Didn't go so well for the Toffees today, no.
And they were playing a much a superior team,
that's
right?
That's right. They were playing Spurs.
Yeah.
Tottenham Hotspur. Quite a side. A very, very good side.
Man.
Although this year, everybody's playing for second place. Manchester City is something like 15 points clear at the top.
My son can explain this better, why he landed on Everton. But I
okay.
think it has something to do with a player named Rooney.
Yeah, Wayne Rooney.
Wayne
mm-hmm.
Rooney,
mm-hmm.
who is like a famous,
very famous
English soccer player,
yeah.
right? And he's going, like, this is his hometown team or something
yeah.
like that. And he's back with them.
That's right. He started out with Everton. Then he went to Manchester United, where he made his name and is their all-time
okay.
leading scorer. And he's kind of come back to Everton to sort of the twilight of his career. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. So that's apparently where he landed
okay.
on Everton,
that's nice.
I think.
Yeah.
Something to do with that.
Okay.
And Everton is a Liverpudlian
that's
team,
right?
Mm-hmm.
They're the
so
blue half.
Cool.
Blue half of Liverpool.
That's a music
yep.
town.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. I can get into
bit.
That.
Yeah. Echo and the Bunnymen, I think, were from there. Teardrop Explodes, maybe.
Yeah, a couple of lesser known
yeah.
bands. So that's enough sports chat.
Yeah, that's right.
This is actually Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yeah.
And we're talking about music.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we mention, as always, that you should please subscribe to Rockin' the Suburbs on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you listen, or and rate and review the show
yes.
there. Whether you listen to it or not on Apple Podcasts,
yeah.
you can still go rate and review it there,
yeah.
and that does help us out. And then listen on any of the big podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google Play, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what we've been doing last week and this week is taking listener calls
yeah.
where listeners tell us about their favorite songs and such from 2017, and it's been a lot of fun.
Really has. Nice to hear from the Rock in the Suburbs family checking in.
And speaking of the Rock in the Suburbs family, this is a new member,
a new
I think,
addition,
to the
a new adoption.
Yeah.
It's growing every day.
To the extended family.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from this particular listener before, so let's get right to it.
Hi, this is Eric from the suburbs of Philadelphia, and my favorite album of 2017 was Thundercats Drunk. It seemed like a weird spaceman's amalgam of free jazz with soul and yacht rock. And on top of it all, it had Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald on it, which made it a good, interesting dad rock kind of album. But to add to all of that, I really love Captain Stupido, which, of all things, I have been playing over and over to the chagrin of my wife and daughter. Thank you so much.
I feel weird. Comb your beard. Brush your teeth. Still feel weird. Beat your meat. Go to sleep. Take the wheel.
That's something.
Yeah. A couple of things to say here, Jim.
Okay.
One, anything that annoys members of your family, but you truly like it, you know, not just like something that's annoying that also annoys you and you just play it to annoy other people, but if it's something you really like and it annoys others, I think that's 100%. 100% with the three red lines. I love that. That's great.
Yes.
I'm glad that, that Eric is doing that. And second, you know, this album is one of those ones that ended up on a lot of best of lists and also a lot of worst of lists. It was not
Is that right?
Yeah, it wasn't one that really landed sort of in like, you know, it's all right, I guess. It was people like, I hate that, or it's great. Like, it's, you know, it's bizarre and weird. And I think Eric described it really well with like the four adjectives, and throwing in Yacht Rock certainly was important. Yeah.
I mean, Yacht Rock is really having its moment.
Yeah, it is.
Lately, or maybe that was just a 2017 thing. Yeah. Maybe that won't carry over to the new year.
There wasn't much very similar to this Thundercat record that was made in 2017. It's very original.
Do you know much about Thundercat?
Not really. I know it's a moniker for a performer.
Right.
I don't believe it's like an actual band.
Steven Bruner.
Mm-hmm.
But the cool thing, and I guess he's done a lot of work with Flying Lotus. You've probably heard Flying Lotus.
Yeah, certainly have.
But the cool thing, he's a bassist.
Yeah.
And I think you can hear that in the
song. Isn't that interesting?
Right?
Yeah, it's another kind of original part of this project. But yeah, it's very singular. No doubt about that.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. You know,
For sure.
So, you know, he's got a passion for this, and I like that. And then also... you don't have to actually live in the suburbs to listen to the show.
No, that's true. We should make a note of that.
Yeah, you don't have to. But if you do, I do like it when people call in. We've had this happen many times, right?
And say, I love it.
I'm calling from the suburbs of Philadelphia in this case. Yesterday, Gerald, I'm from the suburbs of Toronto. Yeah. And last week, Greg, I think it was, from the suburbs of Chicago.
Yeah,
fantastic. I like that people have latched onto that, right? That's kind of funny. All right, so we'll do one more song off the Thundercat album as we play out. But before we do, we should tell people that contestants on Rock in the Suburbs get a special parting gift, right?
They do.
Call in,
mm-hmm.
They get something. What do they get, Patrick?
Custom-made cassette mixtape, Jim, of our favorites from 2017.
That's right.
It's great, man. I've been listening to it while we've been dubbing it off here in the Rock in the Suburbs headquarters office, and it's really, really good. Your side is fantastic. I like your side better than my side.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But having listened to your side, I felt like mine was too obvious. Like I was picking too much of obvious stuff. But,
I don't know. I didn't think so.
But... And your side's much more eclectic, which I really appreciated. We can't say who's on the tape.
No, we cannot.
For two reasons. Yeah. One is we like to maintain the air of mystery.
Yes.
Only the callers who get the tape will know what's
That's
on
right.
there. And then the other reason is because we don't want to get sued. So
it's always an important reason for things.
So it comes in a black wrapper.
That's right. Know? Totally anonymous.
That's
yeah.
Right. The other thing is... when I was sequencing the side, I did, you know, try to take the advice that John Cusack gives in High Fidelity about how you're going to start out strong and then take it up a notch, but then bring it back down, right?
I like it.
But then you got to end with like a flurry, right? And that's the way I look at the last few songs as being like the encore.
Yeah,
set,
it's great.
Right? You gotta,
that's
you
a
gotta,
cool way to think of it.
You got to just give people like everything at the end of that. So,
yeah. It, very well done.
Yeah.
The sequencing is lovely.
All right. So 612-440-1984. Leave a message, and it can be about 2017, although really we'd like to move on into 2018. So if you call and leave a message about anything else music related that's on your mind, give us a call. We may keep this thing going a little bit longer with the tape.
Let's look forward, though. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So so do that. Call in, or you can email us rock@suburbspod.com, or you can find us on social medias @suburbspod. That's, I guess, like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, that stuff.
All those.
And I mentioned that we're going to play out with some Yacht Rock from the album Drunk by Thundercat. This is the song Eric mentioned has Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins on the song. It's called Show You the Way. Thanks for listening to Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got to kick it off with a killer to grab attention. Then you got to take it up a notch. But you don't want to blow your wad, so then you got to cool it off a notch. There are a lot of rules.